pleased as well.
I thought it was a really good performance from us, you know, against a team that are rightly slow, top of the division. I heard Steve saying there that they didn't play well first half. I think that was because we didn't let them.
He didn't give you much credit for that.
No, that didn't expect any.
Probably one of the best performances
at home
this season,
wouldn't you? We've played worse than one games this year, I'll tell you that. I thought without the ball, for the majority of the game, we were excellent. We had a little spell second half when we sat a little bit too deep after we scored. And then, you know, they broke a couple of times at the end, but that was only because we wanted to go on and finish the game off. You know, we should have won the game. Kyle's had a great chance at the end. That nine times out of ten he goes and scores, and we've created numerous chances as well. And you know, I thought we outpassed a passing team, and certainly caused them a lot more problems than what they caused us.
In terms of the pressing and the energy, you can't really ask for much more.
I thought their attitude, application, and their work rate was outstanding. And I've just said to them there, if they perform like that, going into the new year and from now to the end of the season, we'll win a lot more games.
Your best opportunity to win the tag on
now? Absolutely not, no. Well, our away form's fantastic. We wanted a draw today so we could get our away form up a little bit better.
Dean Furman, who played brilliantly, how big a loss it's going to be in the African Nations?
Yeah, it'll be a big loss, but we knew it was going to happen. You know, we're delighted for Dean. You know, he's going to wait to represent his country as captain in a major tournament. So we wish him all the best, but we just hope he's not away too long. Yeah, he's flying off tomorrow.
Yeah. Did you set your side today, especially with Furman pushing forward more to try and stop them getting out from the back end?
Yeah, but we know they like, you know, we've done a similar thing when we played Swindon away as well, you know, and we wanted to try and set little traps. If we couldn't do that, it was important we picked up a majority of the second balls, because I know more than MD how good Matt Smith is in there, you know, so second balls in and around them was going to be important for us today, and I thought the lads done that really well. But then I thought we kept a lot of composure when we won the ball back, you know, and keeping the ball, switching the play. Maybe lacked a little bit of quality with our final ball at times, but it wasn't through the want of trying. So it does feel like a defeat because you were so close, but at the same time, I'm really pleased with the boys, really pleased with them today.
How do you feel Matt Smith develops?
I thought he was a better player when he played under me. No, I'm joking. Matt's a great kid. I watched Matt a lot when he was at Solihull and Drowsden, and I'm delighted to see him doing well, you know, because he deserves it. He came out of non-league, came to Oldham, and he's got a couple of moves, and you know, he's here now, and he does what he does best today. He had one chance, fantastic header he's put away in the top corner.
It's a shame in a way he scored, because we played him ever so well, didn't we?
We did, and that was at a spell. We just dropped a little bit too deep into the box. You know, when Matt's playing, they're putting crosses in the box, you want to try and squeeze a little bit up higher and give yourself a chance. But it was a great ball in, a great header. You've got to give him credit for that.
Harry Forrester looked like he was limping
and
came off. Is it bad or?
No, Harry's fine. You know, he's just he's been out the team for a little bit, and he's just played a lot of games in a short space of time. You know, and with Nathan Curtis and Kyle was a fresh legs and a bit of quality to get in the pitch as well, and it nearly worked.
Endo was confirmed today. Just a word on him because he was outstanding again.
I thought he was excellent. You know, and
what's he brought? What difference has he?
He's a good defender. He's a very good defender, and you know, it's very rare that fullbacks nowadays want to defend first. Usually they want to play and go forward. He's got good quality in the ball, great temperament, and you know, and it's a priority for us leading into January to get our back five sorted to the end of the season, and we're nearly there.